This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. 603-283-6160 with just wrapped up a story about Vladimir Putin, the Premier, President, Dictator, whatever you want to call him, of Russia, saying some somewhat positive-sounding things about cryptocurrency. Not that they're going to officially adopt it to make oil payments with.
Not yet, anyway. He did actually, you know, explicitly, I never finished that last thought, and or last thing he said, it effectively was, but it was in regards to trading oil and other commodities that form the bulk of Russia's exports, meaning it basically, you know, there's too much money, and you can't use crypto yet or Bitcoin because the market isn't big enough for it. You would undermine it if you basically tried.
Well, according to the CNBC article, he said, I believe it has value, but I don't believe it can be used in the oil trade.
Yeah.
He said cryptocurrency is not supported by anything as of yet. It may exist as a means of payment, but I think it's too early to say about the oil trade in cryptocurrency. But then he went on to talk about the U.S. Dollar. And he did not mince words on Russia's attempt to move away from reliance on the dollar for trade. He said, quote, I believe the U.S. makes a huge mistake in using the dollar as a sanction instrument. We are forced. We have no other choice but to move to transactions in other currencies. In this regard, we can say the United States bites the hand that feeds it. This dollar is a competitive advantage. It is a universal reserve currency, and the United States today uses it to pursue political goals, and they harm their strategic and economic interests as a result. In June, according to CNBC, Russia announced it would drop U.S. dollar assets from its sovereign wealth fund. So, you know, Russia's got gold. They've got dollars. They've got, you know, these different things. Well, not dollars anymore. Apparently, they are getting rid of their dollar holdings.
Dropped it.
Yeah, so that's
okay. More countries should take a stand against it, I think.
Yeah, that's a big strike against the U.S. dollar.
And unlike some of the smaller countries that have, you know, fought back, the United States not invading Russia, you know.
So, no, they're never going to. I mean, it'd be insane. So this leads to the next story that I've got here from Mediaite.com. Reporting on this spokesbureaucrat for Joe Biden, her name is Jen Psaki, and she, according to Mediaite, is defending inflation.
What?
Yeah, couldn't believe I saw this. This is an amazing headline. Now, she's interviewed on CNN and saying that this is... It's a good thing because people are buying more goods. Let me get to the actual quote here. So the host of the show asks her, he says, I get the larger point that when we're talking about economics, we're coming out of recession. Doesn't look like that to me. It looks like things are going into a recession, but going on. This is CNN, of course.
Yeah, right.
They're propaganda
twisting
pieces.
It, yeah. Yeah. Manipulating reality.
The host, Jake Tapper, said further, but doesn't it seem tone deaf to say that rising prices and empty grocery store shelves are high class problems? Isn't that a bit dismissive? Unquote. He was speaking in reference to a Twitter comment by Jason Furman, the former chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, who said on his Twitter, quote, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, etc., are high-class problems. We wouldn't have had them if the unemployment rate was still 10%. We would instead have a much worse problem. Huh?
What is the unemployment rate right now? Higher than 10 or lower?
No, it's lower. At least in New Hampshire.
I don't know if it's
3%.
I'm curious what it is across the country, and then I'm also curious as to are people still not? Are they not? And then the other question is unemployment affected by government basically paying out handouts, welfare?
Well, I mean, how tone deaf do you have to be to say that these problems are high-class problems? I mean, have you seen the photos of these empty grocery store shelves? it's not high class people that are going to the, you know, the grocery store, Walmart, you know, Walmart Supercenter to do their shopping. They've got personal chefs to do shopping for them, right? Like the, you know, the average billionaire isn't walking around Walmart pushing a shopping cart. So, you know, the average person is that shopping at these places, they're the ones that have to deal with this. So here's what she said in response to this host on CNN. This is the spokesperson for the White House. Quote, "Well, that's not exactly what the tweet said, nor the retweet of the original tweet, which is what we're talking about here. The fact is the unemployment rate is about half of what it was a year ago." So there you go, Bonnie, it's lower. So a year ago, people were in their homes. 10% of people were unemployed. Gas prices were low because nobody was driving. People weren't buying goods because they didn't have jobs. Now more people have jobs. More people are buying goods. That's increasing the demand. That's a good thing. At the same time, we also know the supply is low because we're coming out of the pandemic, and because a bunch of manufacturing sectors across the world have shut down because ports haven't been functioning as they should be. These are all things we're working through.
I mean, some of these problems that we actually have are the result of government regulations. For example, in the UK, they basically kicked out all of their Eastern European drivers, truck drivers. So they don't have enough truck drivers now.
Yep.
And it's not just there. But
that's true here too.
Yeah, it's all over the world. They're doing these, you know, governments are doing these things that are causing a lot of these problems.
There are 16. We were Ari and I did like a deep dive. We read an interesting story from Yahoo actually about the supply chain issues this week, and they said that for every container, right, like these big shipping containers that are on these cargo ships, that is ready to, like, for every truck coming to pick up a container at one of these ports, there are 16 containers per truck. They can't handle it. There's not enough truckers. And this is with the ports moving super slow. The ports can't handle the incoming load of containers. So there's literally like 500,000 to 1 million 20-foot shipping containers sitting on cargo ships off of the coast of Los Angeles right now. And there's even, you know, there's more I don't know how many total, but there's some off the coast of Savannah, Georgia, some off the coast of New York and New Jersey. I mean, there's an S-ton of product out there that is waiting to get onto these trucks, get to the stores, get into people's homes, and it's just not moving. And now there's headlines about how, Biden's going to help. Biden's got a plan about this.
Is he going to issue more visas like the UK did? 3-month visas that
is for workers,
mean? Which is not going to attract anybody, basically, because you can't invite people to your country and then kick them out 3 months later.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think they even mentioned visas because they're making a big deal about, what's Biden going to do?
Where are we going to get the truck drivers from?
Great question.
You got to import. It's a terrible way of phrasing it, but you got to have people immigrating to your country, especially in wealthy countries, if you're going to increase the number of truck drivers. That's just end of story. There's no other way to do it.
And you know, dock workers and factory
workers
and all these jobs that Americans apparently don't want because they're all available right now.
Yeah. I mean, we have a low unemployment. How do you solve that problem? You can't hire people. You can't hire the programmers to come and drive trucks. They're not going to do it.
Yeah. So what's the big plan? Well, according to Axios.com, the Biden administration is working with private companies, port officials, and unions to keep the Port of Los Angeles running 24/7. That's their big plan.
Yeah, that's not a solution. That's increase the number of truck drivers or dock workers or, you know, increase the size of the physical port, you know?
But, I mean, when I read this, I'm like, wait, you're telling me they weren't running 24/7 already? They've got a stack of 60 cargo ships sitting out there in the ocean, and there's a huge backlog of units that need to get moved, and you're only running, 12 hours a day? You're running 16 hours a day? You're not running 24/7? And Biden had to get involved in this?
And that's kind of bizarre because there are ports that run 24/7, so it's not like they can't run them 24/7.
It must be a Los Angeles rule or something. It must be some sort of government
regulation.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. There's all these stupid regulations out there all over the place that just basically have no purpose other than like hindering the economy.
In like what you're saying, when Jen Psaki was saying, last year people were at home, they didn't have jobs, and they weren't buying goods. That was also the government's fault, not COVID.
Absolutely. The number here is 603. 603- 888-283-6160. So that's the big solution, is run the port 24/7.
Oh, man.
I mean, it'll help, but you really needed to get the federal government involved to make that choice, to make that decision?
If they don't have enough truck drivers after it gets unloaded, it
Where
still doesn't
go?
Work.
Yeah, that's a great point. We're on the way here. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves. It's free time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number 603 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything. That's the point here. Although we're talking about shortages right now, we're talking about supply chain issues. And with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Coming up, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It is a new event that is being put on by the Free Private Cities Foundation. Our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at this event coming up this Saturday, October 16th. You won't be able to attend in person unless you already got your tickets because they're sold out. But you can definitely attend digitally. You can get virtual tickets over at lifetimeliberty.com. They're going to be exploring projects that are happening right now around the world that are working to achieve a lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers will be from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more.
And Mark.
And I don't know what he's going to be talking about, but I suspect, I can't speak with him, but because of some really ridiculous bail conditions. But knowing Mark, it's probably has to do with his hunt for the perfect ZA, as he calls it, or the special economic zone. He's been traveling around the world for, I don't know, half a decade now or something like that, looking for the best place to locate. So I imagine he's going to be talking about that, but that's just my speculation. You can see for yourself by going and getting your tickets over at lifetimeliberty.com. It's, again, this coming Saturday, October 16th in Switzerland is where it's actually going to be happening. So, as I am just kind of floating around the internet there just a moment ago during the break, I found a photo and I thought, is this really real? And it's really real. Dunkin' Donuts. Remember it used to be called Dunkin' Donuts and then they took the word donuts out of their headline? Their
you still call
name?
It Dunkin' Donuts sometimes.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody call it just
Dunkin'.
Yeah.
I call it that sometimes.
They do.
And I wonder if it's weird.
It's a New England thing, I think. At least they call them Dunkin' around here. And
really?
So now that's actually the name of the business. And I remember when they changed the name and started removing the word donuts from like their logo.
Yeah.
I thought, this is stupid. Why did they do this? I mean, it doesn't. Now it makes sense. They don't actually sell donuts now.
They don't at all?
There's a store in Baltimore where they had a sign up, and there's a photo of this. Like a piece of paper, printed out, we apologize, but due to supply chain issues, we do not have donuts today. Please try our wonderful bagels and muffins. And then behind that, there's literally like two racks of muffins. That's it.
Well, their muffins might not be bad, but their donuts, or their bagels, I should say, are really awful. But they were last time I tried one in the 90s.
Their food is just really flavorless and bland and almost like they haven't even discovered salt. But
it's
like
amazing that people really love Dunkin' Donuts for whatever reason, and I agree with this. Kind of
I like their donuts. I don't like anything else they have, though. It's all awful, the rest of it.
But I like their donuts. Their donuts are fine.
Yeah, which is funny, they take the donuts out of the name, and it's like that's the one good thing you have.
Yeah, this isn't a staged photo. This is the Belvedere Square location in Baltimore, Maryland. This, according to a Newsweek article about this, Amanda Burnham posted the picture of the empty sign or the empty shelf and the sign. And it's a real deal. They actually point out here in this story about some of the shortages out there. Butterball, one of the leading turkey producers in the U.S., is warning there's going to be a shortage of turkeys ahead of Thanksgiving this November. So, get your turkey now. Stuff it in the freezer if you can find them at this point.
Turkey sucks.
So, Bonnie, you said during the break you were a little confused about the whole supply chain thing. What is it that, is... What are you missing?
I'm not confused about the, I understand why the supply chain would be messed up and, I understand some stuff about the supply chain issues. I just don't understand this whole, there are boats off the coast. Why can't they come on and what's going on?
There's just not enough, people working at the port. Because, a lot of businesses are hiring. There's a lot of people who quit their jobs and haven't gone back to work. So they don't have enough staff. There's also not enough truckers, as Chris was pointing out, to actually move. So even if the port could move 100% of the waiting 20-foot equivalent units,
there's only so many warehouses to throw these or storage space to throw the unloaded containers.
So why did they send them without having any people to unload them?
Bad communications. The orders were placed there. Not
people quitting in between that time?
No, people had quit. Like, I guess the answer to that question is, this is a good question. The answer to the question is, the market does amazing things, but when you're dealing with government-regulated entities like ports, Like, it's the government, top to bottom, that operates, and they deal with unions, right? So these port workers are union workers.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got government centralization, union centralization, and if there's a slowdown at the port, the rest of the world doesn't necessarily know until it's too late. They already shipped the stuff, right? Like, it's 15 to 30 days to get products from China over to the United States. So they shipped all this product. It's coming. And so it all gets there at the same time. Now the port people are like, well, we can't, you know, you're going to have to wait. You know, we've got a line. It's, you know, more than a dozen. Now it's like 60 cargo ships long. So the story we were reading a few nights ago said some of these shipping companies decided, all right, well, it's not worth sitting here and waiting. The people that are paying these shipping crews are paying like $80,000 a day to ship this stuff. So it's in their best interest to find an open port, right? So they're like, all right, well, let's go to Savannah, Georgia. So they drive, they float that cargo ship all the way down through the Panama Canal, cut over to the east coast of the United States, make that whole trip over to the east coast of the U.S. in the hopes that they can get into a different port. And they can't. There's a backup at Savannah. There's a backup in New York and New Jersey. Now, the wait is a little bit less, so they might get in sooner there. But this is a huge problem, and it has to do with the fact that, you know, governments are in the way, number one. And number two, these ports aren't even running 24/7. That's something that they're going to be fixing now, apparently. But as you pointed out, Chris, not enough trucks to take these shipping containers off their hands, then... There's not going to be any movement.
And it's interesting because it was already pretty bad when it comes to China-U.S. Transit, right? If you do something like DHL, you probably were looking at 2 weeks. If you were doing something like a boat shipping, container shipping, you're probably looking at like 35 days as far as delivery. So
that doesn't include the weight at the port. That's just that's you're saying before the backup.
Yeah, right. So it's pretty bad. And if you look at like the rates for like DHL, I mean, what might have been
shooting up?
Yeah, what might be $80 previously is now like $400. It's crazy.
The shipping container rates, like if you were to actually like pay to move an entire container of product, whatever's in there, doesn't matter what, you know, the product is, it's in the container.
Yep.
If you're paying to move a container, 2 years ago, it would have been like $2,000 or $3,000. Now it's over $20,000.
Yeah, it's interesting because if you look at like the U.S. to Europe and the time frames, you're talking about a couple of days by like DHL.
Mm-hmm.
So it was already bad between China and the United States and China and Europe and
right
so
because
on.
Of the shutdowns of some of the factories. And
lots of regulations. Yeah. You know, there's a like for example,
customs getting in the way.
There is, and if I'm not mistaken, I think China has regulations on exports, so it like the packages get opened and like manually checked by laborers before they leave the country for like I guess they're trying to look for people or something, trying to escape or something, as well as when they enter a country. So it ends up increasing the amount of time that it takes to get something from China.
So it's a total cluster F, and a lot of it has to do with the government regulations, government getting in the way, because even with all these backups, they're sure as hell not going to tell the customs agents they can go home and get out of the way, so all this stuff still has to go through government bureaucracy and, you know, getting their stamps.
Well, they might, but then nothing happens.
More. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An FDA panel is giving a thumbs up to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 booster shot. The panel unanimously voted to recommend the agency authorize the second dose for adults who have already gotten the first shot. President Biden is pushing his social spending program in Connecticut as Democrats battle over its cost. Speaking at a Hartford, Connecticut child care center, Biden saying his Build Back Better plan will extend the child tax credit at a time when heating oil costs continue to rise. Biden adding these two infrastructure bills in Congress are vital for the United States to compete in the 21st century economy.
They're both bills. They're not about left versus right. They're not about moderate versus progressive. These bills, in my view, are literally about competitiveness versus complacency.
This is USA Radio News. A COVID vaccine mandate has the Chicago Police Department and Mayor Lori Lightfoot poised for a showdown.
As more Americans are resisting the federal government's control of your body by demanding everyone get a COVID vaccine no matter what, lines in the sand have been drawn between the Chicago Police Department and Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
They're going to show up, they're going to report for duty, and they're going to comply with a legal directive from the city.
Chicago Police Union President John Catanzara on Fox News Thursday evening.
Just because she says it doesn't make it so. It is not a legal, proper directive. She knows it, they know it, and our members know it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration is delaying a decision on authorizing Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for adolescents to assess whether the shot may lead to a heightened risk of a rare inflammatory heart condition called myocarditis. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to change gears in a little bit. We'll talk about something that a lot of people say is new, but I don't know how new it is. Seems like it's been around for a little while, but it's certainly getting some coverage now. And you came across this today, the social-emotional learning, as it's being called, Bonnie. You'll tell us about that on the way here tonight. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. But at the beginning of the show, we mentioned to you that it's been a pretty big day for the world of cryptocurrency, specifically with Bitcoin coming close to $63,000. Not quite hitting it, but darn close to $63,000. Record high would be $65,000. So within $2,000 of a record high today, we're in some pretty pretty great territory.
And what that means is that its record high was $65,000 for one Bitcoin. You can own a piece of a Bitcoin, like a fraction of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's an important thing to bring up because a lot of people presume, well, I can't afford that. You know, I guess most people certainly couldn't. But can you afford $50 worth? Because you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin.
You can buy a dollar's worth, technically.
You really can't.
It really is kind of like dollars. You don't have to have a whole dollar. You can have a fraction of a dollar, right?
Correct.
$1.50.
Yeah.
Well, you can have 1.5 Bitcoins, too.
Or you can have 0.01 Bitcoin, 1%.
Right.
Or less of a Bitcoin. Now, when you get down to the dollar range, Bonnie, it gets difficult.
Because of the fees.
Because there are Bitcoin fees that are associated with Bitcoin BTC.
I forget because Bitcoin has fees, and Bitcoin Cash doesn't really have big fees.
Yeah, that's true. Now, there are some centralized Bitcoin sellers that will sell you a dollar's worth of Bitcoin to their credit, but they're centralized, and they could freeze your account. So,
you're talking about a hosted wallet on an exchange.
Yeah, like Square Cash, for instance. Yep. Cash App, as it's called. You can go there, and you can tell Cash App.
It's really not crypto at that point. It's just a number in a database.
Correct. Now, they, in theory, will let you withdraw that from your Square Cash wallet to an actual Bitcoin wallet where you have the keys once you go through all their Know Your Customer
procedures.
Assuming
you have enough Bitcoin, right? Because
that would be the
problem.
Fee, yeah, there's a fee.
Once you go from their hosted wallet to a non-hosted wallet.
Yeah, if you've got less than, you know, $5 worth of Bitcoin, you should probably just wait until you get a little bit more.
Yeah. Or, as Bonnie was saying, Bitcoin Cash is another good option.
Yeah.
Bitcoin Cash is accepted pretty much everywhere Bitcoin is accepted. So if you're buying, you know, lunch, you know, just pay in Bitcoin Cash and the fees are basically zero.
Yeah, and don't pay like an extra $5 on top of your cup of coffee.
Yeah, I don't know if the Bitcoin fees are up to $5 at this time, but you will see that as the Bitcoin price rises, fees are... they're not percentage-based, necessarily. They're based on the size of the data of the transaction itself. So, and I don't want to get too deep into the engineering weed. So it doesn't really – it's not like a percentage of the amount of the transaction. It just has to do with data. And but that said, the larger the price of a Bitcoin, likely the higher the fees are going to go generally. But also the big problem with Bitcoin is the network is full. And so because the network is full, Bitcoin can only handle so many transactions a second. I think it's like 7 per second maximum.
And here's the thing to remember. It's artificially full. So
correct.
If the people behind, who are effectively in control, the developers, wanted to fix it, they could, but they've chosen not to.
Yeah.
And they're trying to push this thing called the Lightning Network, which has just been a nightmare. So
have you ever tried to use it?
Yes, but I've never successfully used it. So...
well, and Chris is like a genius, so it's saying
something. I wouldn't
something,
go that far.
Well, it's saying something if Chris can't figure out how to use a, you know, crypto sending method.
Well, I mean, I probably could. It's just one of the problems is that none of the major wallets support it.
Well, here's the other thing. Well, there are wallets that support it, but the Lightning Network is more centralized than the Bitcoin network is. So you're probably using some sort of centralized... if it's easy, then you're probably using a centralized solution.
Right.
The only way to decentralize with that would be to run your own Lightning node. And now you're getting into a much more complex situation, right? Now you're getting into serious research and figuring out how a thing works, and the average person is not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I've just never seen Lightning being a real simple thing. It always sounds so confusing, even when I hear people who know what they're talking about try to explain it. It's like, this is too complicated.
And when you can just use Bitcoin Cash instead, it's like no-brainer.
I mean, I don't even think it would be that big of a deal if the wallets were supporting it, right? The wallets that we're actually using, right? And people could actually use it to, like, buy lunch. I don't necessarily know it would be a big deal because you don't really have to fully understand everything about how everything works. But it doesn't work. Like, it doesn't work in practice either, right? Like, it's great. It sounds great, but if it doesn't work. If you don't have the infrastructure rolled out to support it, it's not going to work. And we don't have the infrastructure to support it. So, it's a great technical thing maybe behind the scenes, and you can talk to me all day about how great it is. But if we can't actually use it because the merchant tools don't support it, or it just. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't even think it's a technical thing. I think it's just an infrastructure thing. And I bet you it could work. It's just, it's not there. It's just not there.
Hmm. Well, there's other news. Cointelegraph reporting that an official from the Office of the Attorney General has now said the U.S. government is going to take a more active role in enforcement action against actors using cryptocurrencies for money laundering and other cyber crimes.
Yeah, well, the Attorney General is just a big cuck.
Speaking at the Aspen Institute Cyber Summit on Wednesday, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said the Justice Department had launched the National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team, an initiative aimed at going after platforms that, quote, help criminals launder or hide their criminal proceeds. She said her office's work against darknet-based Bitcoin mixing service Helix in August, but said the U.S. government should be doing more.
You know, this is just so disturbing because people think that they have to be a criminal to be targeted by the government. And the reality is you are probably committing some sort of money laundering offense. If you've ever gone into a bank and then realized, oh, you didn't do the right amount, and then you went back in, that might be considered money laundering. Like it's absolutely crazy because of how broad the law is. And you, I don't know if you remember the hearing. I think it was your hearing, Ian, but the judge actually said he was effectively convinced that you were guilty simply because of how broad the money laundering charges are.
Wow. I mean, I can't say I'm a total expert on all of these charges. I know that there are a lot of stupid financial quote-unquote crimes that are out there, but generally money laundering, as I understand it, has to do with taking the proceeds from crime and then doing something to try to make that money, like, into the legal money system, basically. So if for instance, somebody says to you, you sell computer parts for a living,
but it's not hard. But the point is, it's not hard to do that based on what the way the law is worded. It's very broad. So, even something rudimentary that you would do on a regular basis, like just depositing money into a bank account, if you're doing it like in certain increments, you know, every day, that could become money laundering because
you're thinking of structuring.
Well, hold on, structuring can be connected to money laundering. If you are structuring, then you're money laundering. So, like, you end up getting charged with multiple crimes.
Yeah, although the structuring charges have changed. I think they did finally loosen that up a little bit, if I recall correctly. But money laundering generally is like if somebody comes to you and says, hey, Chris, I'm a prostitute. I'd like to buy a laptop from
you. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
And if somebody admits to doing some sort of a criminal act and they want to actually, you know, you're not a criminal. You're just selling a laptop.
Right.
But you're like, well, I don't care what you did. And then you sell them the laptop. Then the government, you know,
you're accepting
we'll charge you with
money from somebody who got it from
crime. We're getting a little bit more detail than I was trying to.
Well, you brought it up,
but
I want to explain the general concept behind money laundering.
The point that I was trying to make is that there's okay. So you're right. So there's a lot of different laws, and it's not necessarily money laundering specifically that you might be guilty of, but there are so many different laws when it comes to monetary instruments and such. And money laundering is an example, but structuring is another example. There's so many of these laws that basically everybody's guilty of breaking these laws, and they don't even know it. You are basically a criminal whether or not you know it. So when they, you know, are trying to go after people who are using crypto, it's like, well, you're also guilty of it just because they're not going, it may be the very law they would go after you for simply because Bitcoin itself is not a crime, but that's the scary part of it.
The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160, they again announcing a cryptocurrency enforcement team at the national level. So apparently they feel like they're not doing enough prosecuting, and they want to prosecute more people and put more peaceful people behind bars.
Persecution of the crypto users.
Yeah, more coming up here in a moment, 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
And definitely want to make sure that you know, coming up this coming Tuesday night at about 10:30 Eastern Time, on our Odyssey channel, you'll be able to watch Conan and Arya proving just how dumb they can be. October 19th, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. What are they going to do? They've got the hottest pepper in the world, the Carolina Reaper. Conan has been growing these things in his garden, so he's personally been tending to them. They're not going to just start with the Reaper, though. They're starting with the light stuff, like jalapeno. Then they're going to habanero. Then they're going to the ghost pepper. Then, if they're still able to function, they will go to the Carolina Reaper. And I suspect they will, because these are both hardcore, you know, heat addicts, essentially.
Yeah. Arya did film herself doing the ghost peppers last year and said she would never do it again.
But now she's doing it, and she's taking it even further with what is supposedly the hottest pepper in the world, the Carolina Reaper. So we'll see who it is that has to go to the ice cream and milk first, because they're gonna be bringing in the ice cream and the milk. They're gonna have it at the ready to try to cut the heat, right? Like that's the way you do it. You don't do water because that just swirls around the oils and doesn't help you at all. But you do something with milk.
Is Arya trying to like do some sort of insanity defense? I mean, this is just crazy.
It's crazy, and it's going to be on video, so you'll be able to watch it at video.freetalklive.com. We'd like you to watch it live. Of course, it'll be available later if you can't check it out live at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. It's coming Tuesday night. Don't miss it on our Odyssey channel, video.freetalklive.com. Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You guys keep bringing up all of this money laundering and that sort of thing, and almost all of those are federal crimes, right? I mean, the states don't engage so much in those types of realms as the Fed.
There are state laws in most states that involve regulations on like finances and banking. New Hampshire is a little bit different, but it still has some of those laws too at the state level.
They probably do, but we just don't hear about those prosecutions. Would be my guess.
Because, you know, the Feds love that stuff. And in my mind, you know, I don't really care, you know, with someone where their money comes from. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it was stolen and there's a theft involved and I found out about it, I would definitely be concerned about that. But, I mean, you know, most of this stuff, of everything that they're prosecuting you for, you know, Ian and is Aria there?
Or isn't here tonight, no. But you're referring to the Crypto 6, which people can learn more at thecrypto6.com.
Right, exactly. And you know, all of that stuff is federal crime, and it's dependent on there being a prohibited item mm-hmm. of some kind, contraband.
That's correct.
And I, you know, I don't believe in the existence of contraband. I mean,
I'm with you, man. I think they need to legalize all the drugs, but unfortunately, they're not doing that. And so, meanwhile, they're going to keep prosecuting people for these meaningless, quote unquote, crimes, like you're describing.
How does it ever generate into a crime where some victim is harmed? None of that is even possible.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, obviously the war on drugs is a total sham, and it is it's essentially an excuse to put peaceful people behind bars, whether they be the users or the dealers. You know, most of these people are completely peaceful. They've never harmed anybody else, and they're doing business with consenting adults, with people who want to put something into their own body, and they should have the control over their own body to do that and not face having their body thrown into a jail cell for dozens of years.
Yeah, it's basically an excuse for the largest gang in town to do basically immoral things. Steal from you.
Oh.
Thanks, Bad Slate. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. He's not going to get any disagreement here, but unfortunately, you know, the reality is if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I'm a Russian heroin dealer and I'd like to buy your fill-in-the-blank, whatever it is, you know, if you sell whatever it is, doesn't matter. Yep. You know, if it's laptops, if it's bath soap, if it's, you know, whatever it is your thing is, if somebody says to you they have money from criminal activity and they want to give it to you to buy something and you do it, you know, doesn't matter what your opinion is about it. They're going to charge you with money laundering because that's probably an undercover agent.
if they're targeting you, for sure.
Odds are good if somebody's telling you that they're a heroin dealer. They're probably an undercover
especially
federal agent.
If it involves cryptocurrency, because that's been their standard...
that's their standard line.
Yes, their standard line. Every time that I've seen any kind of charges, that was the line they used.
What, I'm a heroin dealer?
Something. Yes. It doesn't have to be specifically heroin, but it's something of that nature, heroin and crack, any kind of drugs, right? If they say something about drugs and you're going to sell them cryptocurrency, that is basically a guaranteed agent of some kind that's trying to do some sort of sting on you.
So if you want to comment, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. In related news, I know coming up here, we've got something. Chris, you've got something about credit card companies. Yep. Since we're talking about some money-related stuff. Do you have that story?
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about it.
All right. Yeah, so this is a story from TheEconomist.com. Credit card firms are becoming reluctant regulators of the web.
Hmm.
I have to – I don't know. I don't know if I like the phrasing of this just because it's like – well, I mean, you are a regulator, and you do have a choice, and you're choosing to go along with the regulations. From sex to free speech, what goes online is increasingly up to financial companies. Basically, it's there is a lot of government regulation here as well, but it's also
the credit card companies are doing more than what's required as well.
Absolutely. So they're doing signaling level stuff like, oh, look how good we are, government. Look, we're your friends.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, they didn't necessarily have to, for example, when they targeted WikiLeaks, when they targeted WikiLeaks, they didn't have to go along with the federal government. They could have said, no, that's free speech, you know, and rejected, you know, the government, you know, but the problem is that they have this government too that is, you know, it's they can suspend licenses, right?
Sure.
And they can do all of these things. It's a highly regulated industry,
so they want to curry favor.
And right, and the thing is, yeah, sure, they cannot suspend a bank, maybe, for example, or a financial processor for free speech related things. But there's so many other violations that are constantly going on.
They'll find something.
Right. And that's the danger with just in general with all of these laws. And it's such a regulated industry that you have to basically,
dot all your I's.
Yeah, you got to dot all your I's, cross all your T's, and like
beg
the government. Basically, mm-hmm. You know, you have to say things to the government. I probably can't say on air here, but yeah, you got to beg the government to continue having that license effectively. Who should police the internet? For some time now, the question has tied companies, regulators, and campaigners in knots. Social networks spend billions moderating content posted on their platforms, but are still criticized either for not removing enough toxic material or for stifling free speech. They are not the only ones to grapple with the problem. Banks and credit card companies, too, are finding themselves playing bigger role in what is said and done in the public square. To their and their customers' discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is basically the boundary of censorship, and they're basically using credit card companies to further that end.
We've seen examples of how the government is mandating certain things, right? So there's a prohibition in the United States on any credit card companies doing business with gambling sites.
Yeah,
they're just prohibited from doing that. So some things there's actual laws to that they have to follow, but other things not so much. Like for instance, OnlyFans recently announcing that they were going to restrict porn creators on their site and no longer allow that. Now they ultimately reversed that decision, but it was only because they found a bank who was willing to actually work with them. Because that was what was making them make that decision in the first place, was their banking partner said, yeah, we don't want to support you on this anymore.
We want your, like, lots of money.
Yeah, it's so weird. And it's not because it's illegal, because it's not illegal to do porn. But is it politically feasible? That's a whole other question. We can continue and you can share your thoughts with us. 603-283.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.